Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
I'm seeing people tweet about this. Has anyone else seen this? I don't know if, like, I don't think, like, Jeff Passan's tweeted it. That the Dodgers are talking to Tarek Skubal.
What? I mean, should we play 2026? Like, if they get that dude, I mean...
Like that would actually be like the end of, like, I'm not even joking. Like, if they signed Skubal, it's like, what's the point, right?
So I just searched Tarek Skubal Dodgers on Twitter to see what's what. And yeah, I see like a couple tweets. I see someone, I don't know who this person is.
Yeah.
They might be at the winter meetings.
Yeah, I'm not reporting this as like fact, but I'm seeing like people like starting to be like, oh my God, could this actually happen? Look, I don't think anything's happened yet. We'll see. I think probably going to go back to the Tigers, but we'll see. Very interesting is the winter meetings right now in Major League. I think we talked the winter meetings on the show
today.
That's
a possibility. Like, if you can trade for, if Skubal's available, like, why, someone else is not going to want to trade for him? Like, you're going to let the Dodgers do it? Like, come on, MLB. Like, step up. Don't just bow down to these dudes.
Well, I'm happy that they did last year. We were able to win some money in Game 7. All our bets for tonight coming up 20 minutes from now. We'll do a little hoops to end the show. Obviously, more hoops coming up tomorrow, but coming off the football weekend, can't really justify, hey, let's talk about its big win at Purdue when there's a million things going on in football. We will talk about the Raiders and their insane end-of-game cover against the Denver Broncos, where depending on how you bet the game, you either love or hate Pete Carroll. I just dislike him in general. I wanted to say that. But, family, we got to roll through the rest of the games in the college football playoff in the first round. So it looks like we'll be oppo on the Bama-Oklahoma game. I have not bet Oklahoma yet. I reserve the right to change my mind. My initial lean is Oklahoma. Femi's lean, Alabama. And that game is Friday night, December 19th. Now we move to games on the 20th. Miami and A&M is the noon game on ABC. A&M opened, Femi, 4 against Miami. The number is now 3.5. So the Aggies, 3.5-point favorites against the Canes. Total 51.5. Anything you want to do here with Miami and A&M?
I agree with that initial move. I like Miami. I think Miami's going to win the game. So I'm going to bet +4. I also have some money line as well. I'm very skeptical of Texas A&M. Like, we saw, and just because of how large these conferences are, it's hard for everyone to play everyone. A&M, I think, might have just been the beneficiary of getting to play the bottom of the SEC. And when they took the step up and played Texas in rivalry weekend, Texas beat them. Now, that was like a competitive game. It wasn't like Texas blew them out or anything like that. But still, we have not seen many big time games. Now they beat Notre Dame in South Bend, which of course, like, really good win, and that's what kept Notre Dame out of the playoff. But I just don't know if A&M should be laying this many points when they have a coach who's never been in the spot before, coaching in the CFP. Their team didn't have these kind of big time expectations from a recruiting standpoint. I just think Miami can match them and surpass them in the trenches, as we've seen Miami do against really good teams. And I like the way Miami's playing so far. And yeah, famous last words, I'm going to back Mario Cristobal. I know he usually disappoints in these spots, but give me the Canes plus the points. And I think the Canes advance to take on Ohio State.
So I like where you're at with Miami plus the points, right? I think that would be my bet if I had to make it. I don't think Miami's going to win, because I think Cristobal will screw it up. I don't trust Miami to win the game. I don't trust Carson Beck to win the game against Mike Elko and the A&M defense. So the way I see it playing out, and this is like very specific, is A&M wins by like 1, 2, or 3 points. So I do think Miami will cover. And I think Cristobal screws it up at the end. Texas A&M wins, Miami covers. My lean is towards Miami plus the points, but I do not think Miami will win. So I don't want to put Miami in a money line parlay.
Okay. Do you think
or bet Miami on the money line.
Bet Miami to win, yeah. Do you think we ever get to 3? Like for those who might be out, who are interested in A&M perhaps. Like, I'm not in that camp, but like, I'm sure there's people out there that are listening who are interested. Do we touch 3? I think we might. I think we might get to 3 with this, because Miami's, their numbers are really good. They beat Notre Dame, and they've been playing some really good football. Like, ever since we started to question them with that initial ranking, like, 18, they lost to SMU and Louisville. Since then, they have been on this, like, rampage. And I don't know if that was just to impress the committee or whatever, but they've been really, really good. And they're a super talented team, because if there's one thing Cristobal can do, it's recruit. And they got some dudes on that team. They look like an NFL team.
Yeah. So you think Miami's going to win the game?
I think they win. I think Miami wins.
Yeah, I think if the number keeps coming down, which I would certainly understand, I might consider like Texas Tech at the best money line price, like the cheapest money line price.
A&M
A&M would win. Correct. I think A&M will win the game. I don't think Miami will win, but I wouldn't be surprised if Miami kept the game really close. Okay. Now we get to the group of 5 games, which is just like whatever. Worth noting that the initial moves in the game are towards both dogs, towards both group of 5 teams, right? So Ole Miss opened 17.5 at home against Tulane. Obviously, Lane Kiffin will not coach the team. Pete Golding, first game in charges in the college football playoff. These two teams played on September 20th. Rebels won 45-10. Ole Miss opened 17.5. The number is currently 16.5 at BetMGM. So the first move is towards the green wave. Total 56.5. And when we'll do that game first, but Oregon opened 21.5 against James Madison. The number's now 21, total 50.5 in that game. So that is a little interesting, right? Given the way last year played out, with all the home teams winning in round one and covering in round one, and Boise getting embarrassed in the first game in the college football playoff, that the two group of 5 teams both got bet. They're both still huge dogs, but that's where the money came in initially. Let's start with Tulane and Ole Miss, Femi. Any thoughts on this? And I'm going to be honest, I haven't watched a second of Tulane or James Madison football all year. Mm-hmm. So I'm probably just going to do what a lot of the experts that come on the show say. Maybe you have an opinion on these games. What do you have with Tulane and Ole Miss?
Yeah, I watched Tulane Friday night. So that's my data point for Tulane when they're out there winning the American. I understand why people might be interested in Tulane because of the coaching shakeup at Ole Miss and like how are they going to respond to that. I think Ole Miss is going to be motivated to show that, hey, like, we are that team and our coach left us when we have a chance to win a national title. Now, I don't think they're going to be that good, but I think they're going to cover this number. Like, these two teams played. Ole Miss ran them off the field. I think it's going to happen again. Tulane is a 2-loss team from the American. Can they really compete with a good SEC team? I don't believe it. I'll pay to see it. I'm laying the 17 or better. I'm laying it. So, to me, it's a pretty easy bet. Ole Miss is my bet in this game. Like, I don't think Tulane can compete with these guys.
All right, so you have an opinion on that game. I don't really have an opinion yet, but I mean, I'll trust you here. So my lean would be towards Ole Miss if that's going to be Femi's lean and Femi's bet. Mm-hmm. What about Oregon and James Madison and Eugene with the Ducks? I guess it's like so stupid that we have to. I'm sorry to like alums or fans. Like, this is so stupid that these are the games we're talking about. It really is.
Sounds like we're talking about like the first round of the NCAA tournament.
Like, dude, Oregon and James Madison. Like, what the hell is this?
Oh, the 12-5 matchup. You know, you got to watch out for that one being played in Spokane, Washington.
Yeah, Oregon, we'd be talking about like, yeah, how many 12s will beat the 5s this year? Yeah, spoiler alert, zero in the college football playoff.
We got Jim Spanarko on the call. Like, let's go.
I'll tell you what, it's like Andrew Catalan's on the call. Maybe I'll think James Madison can pull the upset.
100%.
How do you want to bet this one?
It's not happening. I'm laying Oregon. I don't. People say 21, big number. It's not big enough. Oregon is national title good. Like, you look at some of their numbers, it's national title good. I know people have kind of put the Ducks off to the side. They lost to Indiana, and that's a hell of a win for the Hoosiers. But since then, they've been dominating teams. Like, this team is really good. I think that they're going to outclass James Madison. They had a hell of a season. Congrats to making the CFP. This is a no-brainer. Like, you look at the numbers that matter, like average scoring margin, offense and defensive points per play. The Ducks check all those boxes. The team has a high quality in terms of recruiting, a lot of expectations. They have a coach who is motivated to run up the score. He has college football playoff experience, having been at the playoff last year. I think Oregon runs these dudes, especially at home. This is a blowout. I'm laying the 21 with Oregon. Haven't bet it yet, because let's see if we can get a better number if people are interested in JMU, but I'll be on the side of the Ducks.
Yeah, just how could you not be, right?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I might have a spicy Oregon opinion. I don't know if you want to do the bracket here as well, or do you want to save that for a later time?
Maybe we save it. I think we should talk about the Broncos right. Raiders for now. Right, maybe yeah. Femi thinks Oregon's going to win the title.
No, not that spicy. That's like a five alarm fire spicy. No, I don't think that. No. But put them in some exactas. You know, maybe they might be a nice little runner up to a team that's going to win the title.
Do you like Ohio State? Just quickly, and we can do more of it as we move closer.
I think it's a rematch of last year's last year's Rose Bowl. Ohio State beats the national.
Yeah, title. I hope so, man. I would love to win those Ohio State bets. I'm currently furious with Ryan Day, but still has a chance to redeem himself in a big way here. I can't believe they lost to Indiana. Way more on the college football playoff coming up here in the whatever you like, 12 days or 13 days, whatever. 11 days. Thank you. Yep. It's December. We all work a lot. The brain is not functioning the way it does in September. So yes, until next Friday, we'll have a ton of great guests, ton of content. We'll fill out the bracket probably tomorrow on the show is my guess. But for right now, so Broncos Raiders at the end of the game yesterday. And to be clear, like I haven't talked about it on the show because it didn't impact me. I teased Denver yesterday. Sam and I talked about that on the show yesterday. I had Denver teased with this. It turned out I didn't need to tease Minnesota. They won 31-0. But I did have a Denver-Minnesota teaser yesterday. And I'm thankful that I teased the Broncos because the Raiders kicked a field goal as time expired to lose by 7 and cover the spread. And Femi, people, most notably Barstool Sports founder Dave Portnoy, who went viral for an unhinged rant, and like, I mean that in a complimentary way, because it's very entertaining, because he bet the Broncos in the game and he lost his bet because of, and we've all experienced moments like that, right? What was your take on it? For people that are saying that Pete Carroll, quote, like, knew the point spread and wanted to cover the number at the end.
I mean, why else are you kicking the field goal, man?
There's no way. You think Pete Carroll cares about the point spread? There's no way.
What was he trying to win? Was he going to kick a 10-pointer? Like, what are we doing?
My thought
the point
is...
point differential?
No, look, they should have thrown the ball into the end zone. I'll give you my opinion. Like, they had the end game this year when they had the kick blocked against the Bears to lose that game, but I bet the Raiders in that game.
You think they were getting reps?
Yes. Yes. Oh. Yes. 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 Yes.
You think we're rep it? Man. This isn't the preseason.
See, Tyler's saying he kicked to make it 7. Like, the field goal went in as time expired, right?
Yes, it was as time, like it was the last play of the game. So, like, you're clear, like, this is not to win a football. I can't think. Maybe it was to get reps, and we're doing this thing. But I mean, I don't know. You can practice. I guess you want game simulated reps or whatever. To me, I'm not convinced that this guy didn't know the point spread. And it's like, you know what? At least we're gonna cover the number. It's the only thing that like makes perfect sense to me.
I think it's reps.
Carroll's gambling. I don't think he's gambling. Maybe maybe we can cover a number or whatever, you know? Like, we're this big underdog. Everyone thinks we're an underdog. Watch us cover this game.
Like, dude, he's a boomer. He's probably like, yeah, like, we need to work on our, like, Carlson's missed some kicks this year. He's probably like, yeah, like, we need to give our kicker some reps in a spot here. Like, let's send him out there to kick. That's my honest opinion as to what happened. And if I thought otherwise, I'm not saying this to be contrarian. If I thought he was trying to cover the spread, and like, we say this a lot with college coaches, like, they ran the play to cover the spread.
Oh, yeah, college coaches definitely do it.
James Franklin did it all the time at Penn State. So I'm not above thinking that coaches can do that. I don't think this particular coach did that in this spot. Knowing him, I don't think that he would do that.
He's also very competitive. And I could see him being like, oh, like, everyone says that we're this 10-point underdog.
Yeah, hang the banner. I mean, yeah, they lost by 7 to the Broncos, and they're 2-11.
Covered week 14 against the number one seed in the AFC. I guess he doesn't want to take the knee because he wants to. I don't know. I think he knew the spread. I don't think he himself is betting games. I'm not saying that, but I think just from a competitive standpoint, like, he's probably very much aware of what people think about their games because he hears this stuff. He lives here in Vegas,
They lost.
Yeah, they lost the game, but it's at least they won in some degree.
But no one's like being like, oh, the Raiders played great yesterday. People are crapping on the Raiders still.
Yeah, they're atrocious, but at least you get something out of it. Like, I just don't think that this, like, they could have kicked the field goal earlier if they wanted to do that, and they should have done that. Like, if it's the whole thing to get reps, why don't you kick the field goal earlier, make it a 7-point game, and kick the onside kick or something like that? Like, Carlson's got range at 41. Everyone with these juice balls that they're all kicking, everyone's making from 60 yards. Kick the field goal there, since it was a long field goal that got you blocked anyway against the Bears.
I think you're giving Pete Carroll way too much credit.
I don't know.
He's thinking about that.
It didn't seem right to me. It didn't seem right at all. And this is a competitive... His nickname is Compete Carroll. Competition is what he's all about.
I don't think I've ever heard one person call him Compete Carroll.
I mean, it's like a joke we had up in Seattle from his days.
I like how you pose that, like, everyone knows that's his nickname, and now this has turned into, like, you and, like, three people in the newsroom in Tacoma called him that.
It's regional humor.
You know, like, he loves the holiday season. We all call him Pete Christmas Carol. Everyone knows that. Do we know that? All right. On the other side, all our bets for tonight in the world of sports, including side total and props, Monday Night Football, Eagles and the Chargers from L.A.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.